As soon as the captives began pouring out the front, Dr. Jimmy Fisher and his medics sprang up from their trench along Highway 5 and positioned themselves at the gate to assist the sickest ones. Scores of the prisoners, particularly those quartered in the medical wards, were completely immobile. The Rangers had to pick them up in their arms and carry them out the gate. "They were skin and bones," said Robert Anderson. "You could reach around their calves with your thumb and forefinger." The POWs were light enough so that some Rangers were able to carry two prisoners on their back at once. "With some of them," said Lester Malone, "it was just like you were carrying a 10-year-old kid."